Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I see Pudge dancing with the help of Curtis.
He loves baseball season.
Yeah, Pudge
it's
is
right
saying,
at his pace.
Pudge is screaming baseball. Opening day for the Boston Red Sox. Great choice this morning.
He hates the pitch clock.
Thank you. That one goes out to our guy, Baseball Brett. That was his request.
So. Okay.
When that comes on, you know the Molly's about to hit.
Yep.
All right. Well, hope springs eternal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And your Boston Red Sox on this radio station. At 10:10 with the first pitch on the Odyssey app. Of course, you can listen to every game this Red Sox season on the Odyssey app. And Rich Keefe with the pregame 9:10, I believe, this evening here.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. On the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox radio network. But I mentioned this earlier, but I'll mention it again. If you would like to attend a game at Fenway with yours truly and Courtney, then we would love to have you if you are a diehard, diehards only, as Derek the Steelers fan would say. Upload a photo which shows us how diehard you really are at WEEI.com, and you can join us on the Sam Adams deck on April 16th. Me, you, whoever you want to bring, Courtney, and we'll get some glizzies and some Sams. Oh, what am I seeing on Twitch right now?
That's the photo I would do if I was entering the contest. That is my first Red Sox game.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Look at young Courtney.
Yeah. My dad looks like a completely different person.
Look at young Jason Veritek.
Yeah.
That's right. Your dad in the background?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, he looks like a whole different person. Yeah. He lost a ton of weight.
Yeah, he's lost a ton of weight. Jason, I think, looks the same. He's similar. I don't think he's aged that much.
The two captains.
Yeah. He's a little more bulkier today than he is back then.
Yeah.
Okay, young Courtney, though.
Yep, that's me.
Something right out of a Punky Brewster TV show.
Yep.
You do look like a young, you could have been like a
I could have been a Disney star.
Yeah, like something off of like, you know,
thank
one
God
of the shows.
Thank God you weren't Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm. You look like,
thank God.
Well, not Disney. I'm going, you look a more of the 80s TV shows.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Punky Brewster, Facts of Life. Like, that's where you kind of, Ricky Schroeder, what's the one he had where he's the rich kid?
The movie?
No, where the TV show where he was the rich kid.
Richie Rich.
Oh, Silver Spoons?
Silver Spoons,
that
right?
That is my life story.
Yeah, like that, like, you look like the neighbor of, like, you could fit right in there, Courtney.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to pick four diehards for this game. We're going to do it all season with Sam Adams. So we'll pick four diehards for this game. You and a guest, join me and Courtney. And we have the Sam Deck table seats.
Ooh, those are nice.
So right there on the Sam Deck. And we also give you a $25 food and beverage voucher. So you can enjoy several Sam Summers and some glizzies. And we will have a blast. So just go and upload your photo. You and just prove you're a diehard. You and your dad at a game. You and your buddies at a game. You participating in the Solo Cup Challenge at a game, whatever it is. And we will take in friendly Fenway together. Do we have time to get to They Said It? I think we do. All right, let's do it.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said It.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They Said It. Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where do you want to start this morning, Chime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with the truth himself, Paul Pierce. And he was talking about LeBron James and what the conversation will be like around LeBron James and Michael Jordan if LeBron was able to go back to the NBA championship.
The Lakers get to the finals, and they happen to win a championship this year. LeBron James will be the undisputed GOAT.
Really?
Undisputed.
Boy, I can't even start that.
Well, okay, Skip, if you come from a, who's ever come from a 9 seed to a championship? Who's even come from a 7 or 8 or 6 seed to win it all? That's probably happened maybe once.
Huh. I don't know how you feel about that, Wiggy, but if LeBron is somehow able to win one with the Lakers this season, then he passes Michael Jordan when it comes to being the all-time GOAT?
No, he would still be one championship shy, be at 5. I still think Jordan's the GOAT, but there are going to be people that if he is does win it, there are people that have the conversation now. Like, I mean, it just is what it is. I mean, it's not a lot of people, but there are still enough people that think that LeBron is the GOAT.
Well, he's saying that because the Lakers would have to come from a 6 or a 7 or 8 seed or whatever.
Right.
Then that would be more impressive than what Michael Jordan did.
Same thing with Brady and Mahomes. Just stop. Like, Michael Jordan's the greatest. Wayne Gretzky's the greatest. It's okay. Like, Tom Brady's the greatest. If Mahomes wins 4 more, maybe. But LeBron and Michael, there's no comparison. Like, I watched Jordan. We all saw Jordan. He is the GOAT. LeBron's a great player, top 5, all of that, but he's not Michael Jordan.
All right, we got time for one more.
All right, we'll do one more here. This was Alex Cora yesterday. It's opening day, so let's hear from Alex Cora yesterday on with Jones and Mego. There are still major question marks about his future with the organization, if he'll even be here in 2025. This was Alex Cora's answer when asked about that.
Obviously, we know the situation, right? This is my last year on the contract, and I love this place. My family enjoys being around, you know, the city, and we love where we live, you know, and the summers are great where we at. But understanding that this is business, you know, my job is to get this team to, you know, help this team, these guys to be successful and play in October. And whenever we decide, you know, whatever happens in the future is the future. But right now, man, we got to live in the present because the last 2 years, everybody knows what we've done. You know, like we finished last, you know, and that's not acceptable for me, for the organization, for you guys, for the fan base. So I'll keep it at that. You know, I respect the fact that everybody's going to be asking about next year. But, hey, man, let's take care of this this year. Have a great season. And, you know, let's see what the future holds.
Have they approached you about staying?
That's very diplomatic right
now.
No,
it is. It is. Have they approached you about staying? It sounds like you want to. Have they approached you about staying?
No, we haven't talked about it.
So if they don't make the playoffs this year.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah.
Is Alex Cora the fall guy?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
He is?
Yep.
Yeah.
No.
Because you got to get
to. No, Curtis?
No way.
When do you get to the point and say, okay, it's time for a new manager? He's been a manager at his baseball team, and they finished in last place 3 straight years in a row.
They might be able to pull that in, you know, Arizona or some, you know, Tampa. But everybody here knows Cora's not to blame.
So they just won't make changes then, Curtis? Or what do you expect?
Cora's going to go somewhere else. He'll be, if the Dodgers don't win the World Series, Lou Maloney said this first when we were in spring training, and it were at spring training, and it was the right, great point. If Roberts and the Dodgers don't win it this year, Cora will be the manager of the Dodgers next year.
I think if they weren't planning on using him as the fall guy, then they would have offered him a new deal and extended
him. No, because they know they don't want him. He doesn't want to be here. Like, that's fine, but Alex Cora will have options.
Well, whoever we're not saying he's not going to have options.
Whoever is the manager after this season will be a lesser manager than Alex Cora.
So if they finish in last place again, you don't think Alex Cora has some blame and potential?
He can't get fired if he's not under contract, so how is he the fall guy?
Who will be the fall guy then, Curtis?
Hey.
Craig Breslow.
No, he will not. No.
What do you mean by fall guy? What do you mean by that?
Who to blame for the team not being good?
It will be that they didn't invest in Jordan Montgomery. It will be that they didn't invest on the team.
It was Heim Bloom before. Then they brought in Craig Breslow to do this new mentality.
Right.
And it,
what's
it
the
has...
mentality? What's Craig Breslow brought to the table?
Nothing.
So then why is it Cora's fault?
Well, Cora's the manager. What? How do you defend
how
Cora?
Dumb will John Henry look if he went from one guy who wasn't going to spend to another guy who wasn't going to spend to make this team
Let's
look
better? Let's go around the room. Is Cora to blame for the Red Sox roster?
No. I don't believe so.
So then who's going to buy it?
No, the roster.
Right.
But he is to blame for the on-field product.
But they're going to serve him up. My suggestion is that they serve him up as the reason why.
But who would buy that?
A lot of people.
Nobody, none of us. Like, Curtis, we don't disagree that.
I think, Chime, there's a lot of people out there that would say, okay, the roster ain't great, but Corey, you're the manager.
So in six months, the Dodgers welcome Alex Cora as their next manager, and he's flanked by Mookie Betts. That's not a gif mocking Red Sox ownership?
No, what
of course
what
it is, but they're still
going
to spin him as the reason they've been in last place.
You make it sound like Cora should already have a new deal.
Of course he should.
Why? What has he done?
He's going to be in hot demand. He is very
talented
man.
No, but what has he done? We're not disputing that, but what has he done?
He's won a World Series.
Bill Belichick.
His 40s? Was he in the prime of his coaching life?
No, but what has he done?
I just told you.
They've been in last place every if they finish in last place again, that's 3 years in a row. It's him as the manager.
We got to take a break.
Oh, my bad.
No. Not bad.
Greg's kind of sensitive, huh?
Well, no, I like this conversation, though.
I do. I like it. We can continue it. Yeah. We can continue it with Lou Maloney, who will join us at 9:20 from Seattle. But up next, the first Red Sox front office report of this baseball season with Sam Kennedy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.